Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
We have an interesting program today. Dan Pacenti, who is a CPA, who is a former president of a brokerage firm down in San Francisco, and I are going to discuss the danger of what's going on in terms of the underfunded pensions and the implications of that for the economy. We're going to talk in the next segment after that with both Dan and Yale Simpson, who is the chairman of a very, very large successful mining company, about the differences between what's going on in the U.S. and Canada, both economically and politically. I think the Canadians might be ahead of us a little bit. Anyway, we're going to go on and on along those lines. I'm going to start out, though, with an old friend of mine, James Turk. And let me tell you why I want to start this segment with James Turk. As listeners are aware, I am very, very concerned about the future of the U.S. economy. James kind of pointed me in that direction philosophically probably 20 years ago. I read his book, which is entitled The Coming Collapse of the U.S. Dollar, and everything that he talked about in that book is coming true today. You know, the reason I bring this up is because, as Ben Bernanke, Dr. Bernanke, came out a couple of days ago and said, you know, the United States has to address the issue of the unmanageable debt that we have. There's only two things in my mind that the United States can do. Number one, they can inflate their way out of debt, as they did back in the 70s, or number two, they can significantly increase taxes. That's my opinion. Mr. Turk says, well, you know, those two alternatives are one and the same. James, why do you say that?
When you inflate your way out, you're basically reneging on the debt. And as a consequence, you know, you're saying that you're not going to repay the obligation that you originally took out, because the purchasing power of the money you're repaying is much less than what you had originally borrowed. With regard to taxes, you know, that's one way of dealing with the debt burden, but I think cutting spending is another way of dealing with the debt burden, and it doesn't seem that Washington is willing to address cutting spending. It's easy to raise taxes, it's hard to cut spending, but eventually you can only pull so much out of the goose, the golden goose. And I think American taxpayers are pretty much, you know, at the limit in terms of where they are today, particularly in view of the bad economy.
Well, I would agree with that 100%. But again, by the same token, I think that if the tax burden continues to be shifted, you know, to those of us who have, say, significant incomes, and by significant, I don't want to say that we're, you know, taking baths in gold coins as Scrooge McDuck did years ago. But, you know, those of us who have been responsible all our lives and who have, you know, paid our debts and worked very hard to amass a certain amount of money, I think the tax burden will be shifted to us, because I don't think the United States has an alternative. If taxes are raised across the board, James, the Democrats, I think, are going to lose their base, and they're going to lose their majority.
Yeah, that's probably right. But you have to look at, you know, where most taxes come from, and it really comes from the middle class. And, you know, I think it's the middle class that's really been suffering the most with the downturn in the economy and the increasing burdens that they're presently feeling. You know, there's so many promises that have been made by the federal government. It seems to me quite reasonable that a lot of those promises are going to be broken. And it's a question of which area those promises will be broken and which area the promises will be kept. But the bottom line is that until we get some kind of control on spending and the amount of debt that's being taken on at the federal level, it has very ominous implications for the future of the dollar.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, getting the U.S. economy back under control. You know, my experience, and I felt this way for, oh boy, over 10 years now, James, but I think that there are going to have drastic measures are going to have to be taken to get us back on an even keel, because we're definitely not on an even keel today. You know, as we're going to discuss in the next segment about the underfunded pensions, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are counting on dollars that they very well may not get.
Yeah, you know, that's really going to be unfortunate, because if promises are broken, a lot of people are going to suffer as a consequence. But, you know, I think essentially that's what we face. It's very sad to say, but there's just no way that the U.S. government can fulfill all of its commitments, simply because there have been so many commitments made to its financial resources. I mean, the resources of the U.S. government are huge, but the commitments that it has agreed to make are just far beyond any of those abilities to make good on those commitments.
Well, you know, you're saying the resources of the U.S. government are huge. You know, I would have to I very seldom take issue with what you're saying, but I would have to say, you know, resources implies assets. I've got to say, if you look at our balance sheet, the assets are totally wiped out, in my opinion, by the huge, huge number of liabilities.
Yeah, by resources, I meant the wealth-producing capacity of the country. I mean, the U.S. government, by generally accepted accounting principles and its consolidated financial statement, shows that it has a huge $5 trillion negative net worth. In other words, it's got liabilities greater than its assets, and that truly understates the full amount of its obligations.
Well, you know, I guess the only comment I would make here is right now everybody's concerned about Greece, you know, what's going to happen there? Are they going to default? Who's going to bail them out, et cetera, et cetera? And this is causing some meaningful gyrations in the financial markets around the world. Boy, wait until the world gets, you know, truly concerned about what's going on in the United States. Then you're going to see gyrations, the magnitude of which are almost unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree completely. You know, there's an interesting comparison. You know, because Greece is part of the euro, it cannot inflate its way out because it needs the consent of the other European participants if it were going to create euros to repay its debts, and that's just not likely to happen. Greece is in the same situation as California or perhaps Illinois, you know, states that have lived beyond their means for far too long and have too big of a debt burden and don't have the revenue to service those debt burdens. They can't inflate their way out of their problems. The U.S. government, though, is different. It can inflate its way out of its problems because we no longer follow the Constitution, which requires that money in the United States shall be gold and silver coin, which imposed a discipline on politicians. Ever since that discipline was removed, they just continue to spend and spend and spend and think that they can take care of that by increasing taxes. But at the end of the day, they can't.
No, not even close. It is just, you know, it's sad. But, you know, rather than beat this thing into the ground, James, where do you think we're going, first of all? I would maintain that we're headed towards really difficult, hard times. Okay, what's your opinion?
You know, the financial crisis still has a long way to play out in my viewpoint. The debt burden is still too huge. Even with interest rates relatively low, the federal government is having a tough time selling its paper. And the deficits that they're creating, you know, we're talking, you know, over a trillion dollars a year of new debt that the federal government expects the world to assume. You know, when you're borrowing, it only comes from two sources. It comes from savings or it comes from printing money, depreciating the currency. And the U.S. government has reached the stage where governments around the world, individuals around the world, are no longer willing to lend to it, which is why the auctions have done so poorly and why long-term interest rates are starting to rise. And, you know, if you can't tap savings, that means you have to go to the printing press, and that means inflation. So, you know, the theme of the book that I wrote with John Rubino, as you know, Al, was that ultimately the dollar is going to collapse unless we impose some discipline. I don't see the discipline. I think the dollar is going to collapse through an inflationary spiral, and I don't think it's that far away.
You and I both believe one thing. In a very short period of time, we're going to talk about this more on the show next week. Gold is basically the best insurance out there. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And it used to be that we could rely on the central banks of the world to do the right thing when we were under a classical gold standard. You know, the money used to be as good as gold. That's no longer true. So everybody has to make the decisions for themselves as if they are their own central bank. Everybody has to own their own gold or their own silver and be prepared just in case, you know, some bad times come. And I do think some bad times are headed our way.
I don't think there's any question about it. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, you know, throughout the show here. We're going to be chatting with Dan Pacini in the next segment about what's going on with the underfunded liabilities. I want to stress, this isn't necessarily a gloom and doom situation. You know, we don't bring it for that. We don't bring it up for that reason. We bring it up because we really, really want to provide solutions, give you our opinions on what you can do to provide security for yourself and your family. I think Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the Gutter Brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the Gutter Brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Appreciate you joining me. Chatting right now with Dan Pacini. Dan is a CPA. He is the former president of a brokerage firm in the Bay Area down in California. I want to chat with Dan a little bit right now about the concept of underfunded pensions, because whether you're talking on the state level, whether you're talking on the national level, the amount of shortfall is absolutely staggering if you believe what you read, and the implications that this would have on our economy are absolutely terrifying. Dan, as an example, a Stanford University study which was commissioned by your governor down there, Arnold Schwarzenegger, says that California's public pension funds are underfunded by as much as $500 billion. That's one state. We're not even talking about Social Security. We're talking about state pensions in California. Now, I don't know about you, but that concerns me significantly.
Yeah, it concerns me, too. I mean, I live in the epicenter of this, and so does my young son. I'm very nervous about it. It's, you know, that's probably a fair number. It sounds a little too round for me, but it's a big number, needless to say. The fact of the matter is the government has been doing things, and this is not just true of California, it's true of many states. California, just in absolute dollars, has the worst problem. But it's what the governments have been doing is similar to what we've seen in the auto industry, and that's these legacy costs of dealing with the unions and dealing with their pensions. They have continued to promise things to people that is not sustainable. They continue to make these deals, these pension deals, which allow people to retire early and retire at very nearly their highest rate of pay. And oftentimes that highest rate of pay has been spiked. In the last year, they accumulate sick pay and vacation pay, and they do overtime, and they add it up, and they work a lot of hours, and they create this large number at the end, and that number is used to calculate some kind of a retirement pay, which never goes away until they die.
Dan, there are school teachers in the state of Oregon. Unfortunately, my wife and your friend Kathy didn't qualify. She missed this particular pension plan by literally 2 months. But there are people in Washington and in Oregon, educators, who are getting, really, it's just amazing to me, 100% until the day they die. How can we afford that?
Yeah, it's an entitlement culture, and it's amazing when you talk to many of these people or you hear them interviewed how they truly believe that they are entitled to this because it's been promised to them, regardless of the fact that it just isn't right. It's a horrific abuse of the system. Those promises should never be made. There's no controls there. There aren't responsible people in our governments, which says over and over again, do not allow your government to do things. We're now allowing them into health care. We're making a large mistake for which we're going to pay in multiples. They do things like this. If people cry and complain, they give them additional things. And without any reckoning about what it would do economically, there's no efficiency argument made. There's no argument about whether it's sustainable. That's what they do, and it's true. A lot of my clients are, you know, administrators, teachers who've, have these large pension plans, and that's the nature of it, and they feel entitled. And the fact of the matter is this is what I think the response should be, and to some extent, a very small extent, it's being practiced. We ought to practice shame on them, just like they're doing with the CEOs who make large amounts of money. We ought to practice some shame. There should be a stigma to doing that, to spiking your pay. And then going in a lot of cases, these people retire at a young age, and they make this large pension, and then they go back and consult because they're not truly ready to retire.
Right.
And they're double dipping. It's unconscionable. It's disgusting. It's shame on the governments that allow this, and it's a shame on the people that do this.
Dan, where could this thing go? What are the implications? I mean, in my mind, we know that Social Security is basically, to say that it's underfunded is a misstatement. Social Security is broke. You know, I mean, where is this thing going to take our economy?
That's the interesting thing. I mean, you're seeing a market that's reawakening. People are gaining confidence and starting more and more money flowing into it. But at the same time as this growing monster and that Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and the problem in the states with their pension plans, these problems are getting larger. They're getting much worse. And where it ultimately lead is where the government defaults on them, or basically what it is they will go back on their promises.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will that be the end of the world? Oh, I don't know. But people are going to have to reconsider whether they're going to be receiving these benefits, because there is not the money for that. The money has been commingled. They have to get their arms around that. The government has been taking this money in, making promises,
and at the same time not making allowances for payments down the line. And you can't raise taxes enough, and you certainly can't raise taxes enough on their favored victims. They want to destroy a segment of the population in an extra-constitutional fashion. They like to pick on certain segments of the population. Those are the people they call the rich. It's a changing group, and it has to be an enlarging group because that's the only way you can feed the beast.
That is the only way you can feed the beast. But, you know, we have it's like we're on a treadmill, you know. We're a mouse on a treadmill. We're running like the Dickens to try and stay ahead of this freight train that's coming down and is about to wipe everything out. I mean, sure, is the world going to end? No. Physically, the world's not going to end. But, you know, I think that unless some changes are made, and I got to tell you, my friend, I have to ask you, I guess I should say, I don't know what kind of changes can be made today that's going to allow the mouse called the United States of America to keep that treadmill going. It's beyond me.
You know what it's going to take? It's going to take a responsible person at the top, and we don't have that person. The President of the United States, Barack Obama, I have to say, with all due respect, all he does is sell the benefits. And you know, a lot of salespeople learn that, sell the benefits. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't give a mature and responsible segregation of the various costs and risks to every type of approach that we take.
Sure.
When you look at healthcare, it's a pure sell of the benefits without any real discussion of the costs and what it'll do down the line. This, you know, how they priced it, how they scored it, you know, it was so dishonest. And he's at the top, and unfortunately, he's setting the tone. And so are a lot of state, governors, and all the way down the line. If they don't go to people and say, listen, this is the way we got to look at it. You can have this, but it's going to cost you this. You can have that, but then your heirs, the people that follow after, your kids and your grandchildren, those people are going to perhaps have to deal with this. So is it worth it to you to go down this road? And we don't have those mature discussions in this country. We think we can have a free lunch.
You know, it's amazing to me the free lunch concept. I mean, the free lunch concept is not what made the United States the great country that it is.
You're right. You know, and again, we don't have an education on what the history of this country is. I've said this on previous programs.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with an education. We don't educate young people about how our government works, what our federal government is about, how it has enumerated powers, how it's basically told by the Constitution, no, you cannot do many, many things. You can do this very small group of things.
Yeah. Dan, got to interrupt you just for 1 second. We've got to take a short station break here. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion A $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206. For this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm going to continue a discussion that I had in the last segment that I was having with Dan Pacenti. Dan is a member of the financial community, successful member of the financial community down in San Francisco. Going to bring Yale Simpson in. Yale is, as most of our regular listeners are aware, the chairman of a company called Exeter Resources. He's also involved with Xtory Resources, which is a sister company. But we're not going to talk about the companies right now. What we're going to talk about is the difference between what's going on from a governmental standpoint in Canada as opposed to what's going on in the United States. Dan, I want to start this out, you know, kind of taking a point that you brought out, and the point was you maintain that our government is selling the benefits, okay, to the public of various programs, but they are not disclosing the costs. If the costs were known, perhaps we would be going in a different direction right now. I think the costs are basically going to drive us out of business. Your opinion, and then let's turn it over to Yale, and let's see how the Canadians are doing it.
Well, I think a perfect example is the way we scored the health care bill. They decided to cobble together a bunch of different features, which they know many of which are going to be altered or removed entirely. But they cobble together these features because they understand how the scoring works. We use a certain agreed-upon method to score things through the budget office in the United States. And they knew they could come to a number that was tolerable to the general public, even though that number is never going to be achieved. It'll never be realized. And that number alone is subject to a wide amount of human error. And of course, over time, the program will gain other things. It'll become this much larger engine that will cost a whole lot more, just like Medicare and Medicaid have become in Social Security. We use a very dishonest system here, and it was designed in this case because they know that if they got the infrastructure passed, they knew that that would be hard to get away from, and that it would be additive, and ultimately they'd get what they wanted.
Well, Yale, talking about getting what you want, you know, we live 45 minutes from downtown Vancouver, British Columbia in Washington State. And, you know, we have most of our friends, quite frankly, are Canadian. And you folks up there are very, very happy with your health care system. Am I correct in that?
Yes. It's one of the Canadian national pride, if you like, and apart from the Maple Leaf and beating the U.S. in hockey.
Did you beat the U.S. in hockey? I don't, you know.
About the third thing is Canada's health plan. And I must say this, from a businessman's point of view, I'm not particularly happy with the Canadian health plan because I don't like getting in a queue, and, you know, for health care. And so I'd like to buy my way to the front of the line. In the U.S., you can buy your way to the front of the line. So many Canadians go down to the U.S., and they buy themselves at the front of the line.
Yeah.
Actually, interestingly on this, Dan, many Americans come to Canada and buy themselves to the front of the line. Because an American can come here, go to any of these clinics and say, I want this done. And they say, you're in. Come in at 4 o'clock. Because in Canada, we have to go through our federal health system to get in the queue. But if you want to buy your way in as a foreigner, you're at the front right now. And it's an interesting scenario because it's way cheaper to have it done here than it is in the U.S., right?
Back to your superpowers.
You know, rather than kind of belabor the point about the healthcare system, which I think is an interesting issue, but the healthcare system, in my mind, brings out the fact that certain benefits of being a U.S. citizen are really, really being oversold, number one, and not being sold honestly. I mean, the healthcare system, there were some flagrant misstatements that were made on the national news and by the government, statements that were just bald face lies, but yet it was sold to the people, and somehow, Dan, your favorite politician, Mrs. Pelosi, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, you know, she got it through, and our President, Mr. Obama, our President Barack Obama is now very, very happy about that. But, you know, that's only one segment, you guys, of what's going on down here. There are so many things that are heading the United States in the direction of a train wreck that you guys don't have in Canada, Yale. You know, you pay as you go, for lack of better terms. You've got much higher taxes than we do down here. But you know what? It simply boils down to you buy a product, you pay the price. I don't think people in the United States are aware of the price of what they're buying.
Well, Al, from a Canadian point of view, we officially are going through reviews right now of the fact is that everybody knows we can't afford what we're doing. We can't afford it. The health plan, they're saying, the escalating costs with the baby boomers are such that you cannot support that system.
Right.
They said with the same with the retirement. There's a federal Canada pension plan, which is not, it's very modest, I must say. Could try to live on it. But there's a Canada pension plan, and they're saying again, we can't sustain that because of the fact is there's too many people retiring and all of that sort of stuff. So, and all the politicians shrug their shoulders and say, I just got to get through another 2 years, get an election gone, and pass it on to somebody else. So you're making it sound as if the Canadians kind of are a bit wiser here or what? No. We have our politicians who are just as... Let's not go there. I can feel my blood pressure rise.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, but let's let Dan go there. He's younger than we are. We've got politicians down here, Dan, who I think are just blatantly not being accurate with the general public. I mean, what do you think?
You know what? They're not being responsible.
Yeah.
It's not a moral standard to walk around and just push things on people and pretend that you're doing great works with other people's money. And not telling them what the costs are, what the risks are. And that's what they do down here. But, you know, a larger point was made in the break here when we were talking to Yale. And he mentioned about Americans and how Canada has grown used to their government doing some things. And they look at us and we complain and make a big fuss about our government getting into these areas. And why don't we just get on with it? Well, their system is different, and they were formed differently. We were formed with a constitution, and many of us, and I include myself because I'm one of those people that makes a fuss, We really believe in our Constitution. And sadly, as you go around this country, because it's been 200-plus years, and it's not really taught to the young people, there are a lot of people who don't really believe the Constitution is a fixed document and it's something, it's our law. They believe that it's this living thing and it's something that can be changed and something we don't necessarily have to adhere to. And for those of us who do believe in it, because if you don't believe in the basic part of our law and how our rights came to us, then I don't know what you rely on. You've got this random thing. It's a chaos notion, if you ask me. But for those of us who do believe, we sit here and we see it violated endlessly. And then what do you do when the government steps in and says, we're going to do these things even though our basic law says that we cannot? And that does cause a problem. Now, Canada doesn't have that, so they don't have that feeling in the back of their mind. That's all I would say about that.
just on that, we never had a constitution. We had the British North America Act,
yes.
Okay? We only brought in a Canadian constitution, and I'm not sure which year it was, but in the last 20 years, which embraced huge human rights issue principles, huge. Very different. I mean, obviously, our Canadian history was one where we didn't become independent from the. We still have a monarch, right? The Queen is our monarch. We inherently have trusted government because that's what the British way. Oh, look at the problem the Brits are in. They've trusted their government. Okay. Canadians basically inherited that mindset. And it's even worse in a place like Quebec, where they've inherited the French mindset. Let's not even go there.
It's important, I think, that people realize what's going on. And I'm not being an extremist. I'm not being an alarmist. All I'm saying is read more than your daily paper. Get alternative views of various events that are going on. And then at that point, perhaps you will get to the point where you will really become active politically and show your action at the polls. That's the best way to do it. We need help right now, and no one can do it better than our citizens. Big Al's going to be right back.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables, and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the hour of the weekend edition of the Portland Economics Report. I am Al Portland. Appreciate you joining me. I am going to switch gears here a little bit, and I am chatting with a gentleman by the name of Dave Corsi. Dave is running for Congress out of New Jersey. He is a Republican. He is a very bright individual. To me, it is absolutely fascinating to get views of people who are bright, successful business people who have decided, you know, we want to do what we can to make this thing work, this thing being the economy of the United States, and we know that it's not working right now. And so these guys take their own money for the most part. You know, they put in a lot of effort, and they really try to make a difference. And Dave Corsi is certainly one of those individuals. David, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit. Number one, you are running for Congress out of New Jersey, specifically which district, Dave?
The 12th Congressional District, which is central New Jersey. It literally crosses the state. It begins on the Delaware River and it goes across right to the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
It's a great example of gerrymandering at its worst.
Yeah. Rather than talk about specific issues at this moment in time, let's talk about why you got involved in politics.
Okay. Reason, I've always had an interest in politics. However, as things keep going on, seeing things drifting in a way that is setting this country up for financial disaster and political disaster, felt I had to get involved. My campaign slogan is, had enough. And it's meaning the question to the people, have you had enough?
Yeah.
Have you had enough of a Congress that has been setting you up for failure, allowing us to have to compete in a world economy with our hands tied behind our back?
You know, it's interesting. As when we were talking off the air, as I was saying, I realized in the mid to late 90s that the way our country was going from an economic standpoint wasn't going to work. Real estate was crazily overpriced. The stock market, people were putting their hard-earned dollars into companies that made absolutely no fundamental sense. The music stopped, and too many people didn't have a chair to sit in, David.
Absolutely. Al, do you recall back right before the tech bubble burst, You'd watch the Super Bowl. You'd be seeing these companies spending millions of dollars on a commercial. And it was a real artsy commercial. But when it got done, you had no clue what the product was or what the company did. And yeah. I remember turning to my father watching the Super Bowl one time and saying, this is a perfect example of what's going on. People are so busy trying to be avant-garde that they aren't even letting people know what it is actually they're producing. And as you mentioned, real estate, absolutely, that's the business I am in. And I also teach investment seminars for real estate. And back in the early 2000s, we actually were warning people about the impending disaster that was about to happen. I used to teach where a couple of very famous real estate names were, and they actually were upset because we were trying to explain that we were going to be hitting a bubble that was going to burst. The only question was when. But meanwhile, these fellas were going around doing a seminar that was talking about how real estate is hot and going to only get hotter. And, well, you saw who was correct on that one. But they had the big name, and we were the ones actually who ended up correct.
Those guys were involved in a very, very self-serving philosophy. There's absolutely no question about that. Dave, should you get elected, okay, and I certainly wish you the best in that area. But
thank you.
Should you get elected, pleasure, should you get elected, what are you going to try to do?
Okay, the first thing I would work on is the tax code. The tax code is the vehicle that Congress has used to control us. It is literally destroying this nation. Now, think about it. We have a tax code that is designed to kill production. Albert Einstein said it very succinctly. The most difficult thing for him to comprehend was the tax code. And when you first heard it, you thought, well, gee, this man's supposed to be the smartest man in the world. How can he not understand, you know, a tax based on income and percentages and so on? Then you realize as you look into it deeper, you realize what he was saying was it made no sense to him that you're going to be trying to raise revenue by killing production. By taxing that production, you're reducing their incentive to go out and produce, which will bring you less of something. And he was absolutely right. And we've been doing it, and it's only been getting worse year after year. So my first objective would be to change our tax code.
Let's talk about some of the other issues. You know, I'm involved with another radio show that airs on another network on the weekend. And this particular weekend, interestingly enough, we were talking about the real disaster that's going on in retirement accounts right now. You know, and I'm going to just take a leap here, and I'm going to say Social Security is definitely considered by most people to be a retirement account. I mean, Social Security it's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yes. Social Security is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme. They've been taking from Peter to pay for Paul for years. It was scheduled in 2018 that the number would go negative, meaning more money would be going out than coming in. But thanks to the economic problem we have today, it actually got sped up, and it's going to be this year where more money is going out than coming in, which leads to a question. Remember all those IOUs, the lockbox, Al Gore is a lockbox, and all that other nonsense? They have borrowed money. Most people aren't aware. They've borrowed nearly $2 trillion from the Social Security General Fund. Now, they're going to have to start paying that money back since we're running negative, and it's going to be negative for the foreseeable future. Question is, where are they going to get that money from?
I got to tell you, man. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. Earlier in the week, Dr. Bernanke came out and he said, on the record, front page of the Wall Street Journal, the debt situation in this country must be addressed. We are in serious, serious trouble. Dave, there's only a couple things they can do. Number one, the government can inflate its way out of debt. Or number two, they can significantly raise taxes. Or number three, they can renege. Okay, and I don't see reneging as a viable option. Right. But let me tell you, any one of those options, one of them has to be done.
Right.
It's going to cause hard times, though.
Well, I actually think there's a fourth, and it's all of the above, because you're absolutely right. They have been inflating the money supply. It's funny when Ben Bernanke starts talking about debt, while him, Timmy, and Barack have those printing presses humming. Number two, they're going to start to look to raise taxes on it. You heard Volcker, trial balloon, the VAT, the value-added tax. Number three, issue bonds, which, as you and I both know, is just another way of paying a tax. Number four, reducing benefits.
Right.
And we've already seen that the next 2 years, they said they're freezing the no-cost of living increase for Social Security.
Right.
So little by little, they're going to do all of the above, and it still will not solve their problem. They can't run it the way they've been running it and do it, but their problem is they're just trying to get themselves reelected and not have it fall down on their watch, so then they can go off into the sunset and say, well, it didn't happen while we were in charge, when they're the ones who, as you mentioned, and you're so right, that over the last 15, 20 years, this train wreck has been coming to a head.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
How can anybody in their right mind not realize exactly what is going on? I simply don't understand that.
Well, you know what it is? A lot of people, you know, they use the word education. We bandy it about through it's become a cliche. But it is about education, but not the way most people think. Most people have no clue how finance and economics work. So when they hear Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid or Barack Obama spout absolute nonsense on
right.
economics, it's easy to fall for. It's very easy to sound generous. The word liberal, it has a nice sounding connotation to it. I'm liberal in my praise. I'm liberal in this. I'm liberal in that. What they don't understand is today's liberal is the guy who's really today's oppressor. And when they keep, what most people don't understand is you hear them say things like, well, tax the rich more. They don't understand. The higher you raise the tax on people who are so-called rich, they're going to do what is perfectly rational for them and start hoarding more of their money. They're going to start looking to hide their money. Therefore, you have less money coming for investment. That's why we get back to the fact we need to change our tax code to one that's based more on a consumption, so people will go out there and work to produce, want to produce.
I agree 1,000%. You know, I have to say I have always, always been a proponent of two different types of taxes. One is a tax based on consumption. David, that's an incredibly fair tax. The other
right.
tax, okay, that kind of goes hand in hand with that is, I got to tell you, Steve Forbes is, in my opinion, 100% right. He wrote a book. It was entitled, I'm looking at it right now, The Flat Tax Revolution.
I have it. Oh, I have it.
Let me tell you, it was, I mean, that's what we ought to be doing. I want to ask you a favor. We're out of time
sure.
right here, David. Send me a banner, okay? We'll put it up on our website, number one.
Great.
And number two, we want to get you on the show once every 3-4 weeks. Is that going to work for you?
That would be great.
David, thank you so much. Hey, have a great rest of the weekend, buddy.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.